Taking a vacation? What's the matter? Don't you think I deserve one?
I think you think that I've pushed you out of my life. That's why I came here, Molly. I want to clear the air between us.
Well, I think the air is pretty clear. You don't want to have anything to do with me.
Pretty hard to break old patterns, isn't it?
What is that supposed to mean?
Your feelings have been hurt, so you're doing what you always do when your feelings are hurt. You're running away.
Hola, amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. It is Tuesday, July 30th, and Willie's View Podcast is proud to present to you Mora West Night. That's right. It's going to be fun. Tonight's special event is brought to you by Simplistic Sweets and Events by Bernetta. As you all recall, Bernetta is also a co-host here at Willie's View Podcast. All right, let's get this party going. Here we go. Carly and Barbara fight.
Oh, please don't stop on my account.
Don't worry, Doyle.
No, darling, that's my line. I'm supposed to walk in here and see you wrapped around this trash.
Hey.
I think that's
and
a
then
slight
I say
bit
to
of a
you,
statement.
With my hand aghast against my head, what are you doing here, Craig? But, you know, that would be just too obvious, so why don't you take a note here, Blondie? How are you going to play this out, Craig? You're just going to tell me that you're having a little fun?
Play this out? Fun?
Well, this doesn't amuse me either, Craig. How stupid do you think I am?
Carly.
I have every right to tell everyone from New York to Milan exactly what you are up to. How you have no brains and no talent to get a line started on your own, not without riding in on my coattails.
That's not true, Barbara.
What?
Taking the drawings was my idea, not Carly's.
Are you trying to pass her off as an innocent bystander? To me? And don't you forget that I have watched her whore her way through every break that she's had in this town.
Yeah, whatever. This wasn't her. She's not to blame here. It's my idea. All right?
Craig, we may as well come clean here, really. Barbara, you're right. I begged Craig to show you my designs. He didn't want to have anything to do with it, but I gave him some weepy song and dance about needing money for Parker and me, and he was just trying to be a nice guy.
So you took advantage of him?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I did. Let's just forget the whole thing.
Sling hash at Bath. That's the only job you'll get in this town.
Barbara.
And while you're at it, you better be prepared to give Parker back to hell with full custody.
Barbara!
Because when I'm done with you, you won't be able to support a pet parakeet.
I think that's enough.
Oh, I see. You're writing to this fair damsel's rescue, are you?
And then, of course, there's always Carly and Julia fighting.
I'm here to consult on Mrs. Snyder's case. I don't suppose you have the code to this ward.
No, I'm volunteering, so the nurse has to buzz me in.
Ah, yes. Well, that makes sense. The hospital would want to avoid any potential lawsuits.
From me? Why would I want to sue anybody?
No, I'm sure it wouldn't come to that. It's just that there are inherent dangers when one is working so closely with psychotic patients.
Well, I know they have problems, but nobody's used the word psychotic before.
Certainly no one would want to alarm you. Really, their medication keeps them quiet most of the time. Of course, he's had a few episodes, but they managed to restrain him before things get too out of hand.
Out of hand? of hand.
He likes pretty girls. And he has some control issues. But look, don't worry. I'm sure you'll be fine.
I'm just doing this for community service credits.
What? You do not have to go in there if you don't want to. Why don't I see if I can get one of my students to take your place?
By the way, what are you, about a size 4?
Instructions from my supervisor.
Instructions?
Yeah, she asked me to bring the juice and then get a blood sample and take it to the lab.
I don't know anything about any blood sample. Okay, come on in. I'll check on it. Candy striper, isn't it, Carly? What are you doing here?
Oh, I might ask you the same question if I weren't all too familiar with the games you play. Jack may not be onto you yet, but you don't fool me for a minute.
No big secret why I'm in here, Carly. Everybody knows I checked myself in. Just need time to rest and regain my equilibrium.
Your equilibrium is just fine, honey. I have had an incredibly difficult time since I lost my baby. And then it got worse. You know when? When I realized that you were still chasing after my husband.
Why don't you save that load for Jack? Don't dare try to sell it to me. This whole charade, committing yourself, acting like you're bananas, it's all part of your scam.
It's not a scam!
It is. And it all started with the day you told Winston Lowe where to find me.
Oh, I never told Winston Lowe anything in order to hurt you, Carly, but everything that you have ever done has always been
it. And to think you actually had me believing that sorry little apology over the holidays. That was all part of the helpless routine.
The campaign to keep Jack tied to. You've got him so worried about your sanity, he can't be sure whether he's coming or going.
Oh, trust me. That is going to stop.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do? You going to crash one of my group therapy sessions, tell all my fellow patients how evil I am?
You know, they do have real straitjackets here, Carly, and I'm sure they can find one in your size if you decide.
Also, did you remember when she played Diane Jenkins on Young and the Restless? Here we go.
My goodness. Your message was so urgent. Is anything wrong?
This so-called video that you claimed to have.
Oh, it's not just a claim. And as entertaining as that video is, I could be persuaded to part with it for a price.
I think I'll just keep my checkbook closed.
That seems unwise. You know, you are so interesting to me. You have not changed a bit in all these years.
You think that everybody in Genoa City is so intimidated by you. We don't find you intimidating, Diane. We find you simply disgusting.
God. Save your sanctimonious drivel, you frigid ice queen.
You've made me sick for years. How you tried to ruin things for Jack and me? How we got our children the exact same way, but your baby brother the drunk didn't trash you for it and print for your child to read. Mostly, Ashley. It disgusts me. What a fool you are. You see, it was true all along. I did have sex with your man, Mr. Tucker McCall. And it was...
want me to call the cops on you too?
It's really no trouble.
I guess you didn't seem to get the message when my dad was here. Drop the lawsuit and this idiotic abuse charge. Do you know what? You're gonna be really sorry. More threats. You Newmans are so predictable. You turn on each other all the time.
But the minute anybody else calls you on your crap, you gang up and you go on the attack.
Oh, I think you have that backwards. See, you're the one attacking us.
I'm the victim here, Victoria. I'm the one who suffered. Your father treated me like garbage the whole time we were married, and Nikki is the tramp who slept with my husband. I've been wronged by all you people.
And what am I supposed to tell Kyle?
Tell him that he can stay out.
Without me? Please, like that would ever happen.
What are you looking for?
My jewelry. It isn't here.
I know.
You took it back.
I want that engagement ring as well.
This was a gift. They were all gifts.
Gifts contingent upon the fulfillment of a business contract that is now null and void.
Because you wanted to end a marriage so you could be with your precious Nikki.
You never heard of it.
Why should I? You obviously couldn't. Which actually surprises me because you practically begged me to marry you.
What you and I had was a business arrangement, Diane Jenkins. No more.
I actually tried to be a good wife to you.
Hey, what's the rush? I know it can't be a date, since Jack broke up with you.
Well, I don't know where you heard that.
Jack told me. So I guess that little romp on your desk, that wasn't enough to get him to forgive you for what you did to his son.
Jack knows how I feel about Kyle, Diane.
He also knows how much Kyle despises you. Jack's waited a long time to be a father. And so if he has to choose between his son and you, he will choose his son.
No. Right, he will choose his son. Well, that's what you're hoping. Right? That's your goal. Because you're a package deal.
Just looking out for my boy.
Oh, you are. You're just looking out for him, making sure you keep him away from people who upset him. Look in the mirror, Diane. Yeah, Kyle's upset with me, but he's much more upset with his mommy. I wrote those things in restless style, but you did them.
You are a slut, that's what you are.
Here to twist the knife, traitor?
Victor's my boss. We both know what he's like. There are no real surprises here. Where's the main plate?
We both know what I'm like. There are no real surprises here. You came to get the paper signed, didn't you?
Technically, yes. But I'm really here as a friend. Hoping to change Victor's mind.
Who says that's for Victor?
Who then? Jack? Or the man you say you still have feelings for?
This isn't you.
Face it, buddy. You struck out. Being here is toxic for you. And if it's toxic for you, it will be toxic for Kyle, too. Eventually.
Victor told me all about the wedding.
Really? Well, that's interesting, seeing as we haven't finalized anything yet, except I do know this for sure. You're not on the guest list.
I would have thought marrying Victor would cure your terminal insecurity. But then, there are no guarantees when it comes to Victor. One slip, and you're out.
Oh, you have not changed one bit. You're still the lonely, bitter woman who's only happy when you're making others miserable. There's no telling what damage you've done to that poor son of yours.
Kyle is a well-adjusted, happy boy. Because unlike your children, he doesn't have an ex-stripper. Pill-popping, alcoholic mother who bounces from husband to husband while he's shipped off to boarding school.
Listen to you. You're delirious. I love my children very much.
In between rehab and men, I have been with my son 24/7 since the moment we left Genoa City. While you've been living off Victor's money, I've started a whole new life. I built a company out of nothing, and I raised that boy all on my own. And he feels safe and loved and secure. How dare you criticize my parenting?
Just see that I have the tuxedo in time for the wedding. Thanks. So this is about Kyle, problems at school?
Grades are good. Lots of friends. In fact, he's spending the night with one of those friends tonight. But I was thinking, maybe he could spend a few more here.
You know, that's always okay. What's this really about?
I just thought it would be nice for the two of you to spend more time together.
Can I take that to mean there's trouble in paradise?
No.
You're hedging your bets here. And using our son to do it. Which is proof I should spend more time with him.
I am a good mother. I just... Nothing is going the way that I want it to lately. Okay, so, if anybody asks your name,
I see your woman on the passport.
I know all this. Get it, jeez.
Hey, listen, I'm your mom. I love you. You can snap at me as much as you want. I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm sorry that I involved you in my problems. But it's gonna be over soon. I'll be safe. You'll be settled in at your new school. And we'll be together again very soon. Promise.
I lied to Dad.
Said hello to me. You've never even returned a smile. And now you want me to be on your committee.
Oh, you know, we just thought that you
I know what you thought. I'll consider it.
Of Victor's life. But no need this time. I got it covered.
Bonnie can make up some food for everybody.
Thanks, Diana.
Change Jack, 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 change J
Molly have been in love for so long and they've survived so much. It's hard to believe that they're actually getting ready to divorce. Recently, we sat down with the actors who portray them, Maura West and Michael Park, to get their take on the divorce and the storyline, and so much more, including how happy these two are for the opportunity to play something really dramatic.
No, we've been happy
for a long time. Carly should never, ever, ever be folding laundry in the living room, right?
And that's really where problems come.
There's only so many scenes that can be generated around, like,
happiness gives me nothing to play.
Right.
Happy is not... It's reality, thank God. I'm happy in my real domestic life.
I love
so I have enough of that.
I love it.
But to me, as an actor, it's always much more interesting to want what you don't have, to want what you can't have, to fight for something, be scrappy and need. It's a much more active journey than, oh, darling, shall I make you lunch?
I do. I appreciate our fights. I appreciate our differences. Jack and Carly. I'm sorry, I'm Sam speaking in, like, the first person here.
Yeah, no.
Jack and Carly's confrontations are pretty, you know, they're down and dirty, and that's what I love
about them.
They're dirty. They are dirty. Well, you're just look at you. Look at how dirty you are. I'm sitting next to an actress who should have a plethora of Emmys in her arsenal, but she does not. And it's just, you should have.
I don't.
You should have many, and I'm...
Do I look hurt?
I think it's my fault.
Okay. Now, for some real big stars from General Hospital, please welcome Emmy winner tonight, Jeannie Francis and Anthony Gary.
Before we get started, I have to say what a pleasure it was to have you back on General Hospital.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Very well deserved. Creating an on-screen relationship is always easiest and most natural when you have the safety of working with someone that you respect and admire.
Thank you. And by the way, I love being back on General Hospital, and the feeling is mutual. Thank you. Tonight we have the great honor of presenting the award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. The incredibly talented nominees are...
Crystal Chappelle as Olivia Spencer, Guiding Light.
Olivia's a firecracker. Very strong-willed, very independent. Will get what she wants, no matter who she hurts.
I just want to feel alive. Alive and on my own. So I showed up that night, and I flashed a lot of skin, and I drank a lot, and I said a lot of things that I shouldn't have to prove I was me.
Jeannie Cooper as Catherine Chancellor, the young and the restless.
What's inside really comes through, and she's extremely wise.
Here we are, years later. Little worse for wear. I don't know, I wouldn't trade a moment of this life. I couldn't have asked for a better human being to go through it with you.
Michelle Stafford as Phyllis Summers Newman, the young and the restless.
She can play comedy. She can play drama. She's a wonderful, wonderful actress.
Anybody who sleeps with a married man is an idiot. I know you hate me, and I understand that, but see, we can get past this stuff. People do this.
Maura West as Carly Snyder, as the world turns.
She really brings the character to life.
You break the law to save me and you're some hero. I break the law to save you and you leave me. Don't I deserve better than that?
Kim Zimmer as Reba Shane Lewis, Guiding Light.
Because she's determined, she's sassy, she's... Reba.
Matching hospital bracelets.
Yep, you're always trying to copy me. Don't be afraid.
And the Emmy goes to...
Mara West.
This is the first daytime Emmy for Mara West. She watched As the World Turns while attending high school and was a huge fan.
So much heavier than I thought. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And I'm just thrilled to bits and pieces. And firstly, I want to thank Chris Goutman. Where are you? Just give me a little thank you so much for believing in me in all these years and continuing to give me these fun stories. And everyone at CBS and Procter & Gamble. And I look out here and I see my friends. People I've grown to love, Martha and Michael Park, and of course my husband whom I met on the show. And tonight I just want to say my grandmother, Catherine West, is here with my mother, Carolyn, and how honored and grateful I am that you are with me. And for my son, Joseph, I must curtsy.
Performances by five talented actresses.
Here are the nominations for Outstanding Actress in a Daytime Drama.
Crystal Chappelle as Olivia Spencer in Guiding Light. Michelle Stafford as Phyllis Newman in The Young and the Restless. Mara West as Carly Tenney in As the World Turns. Sarah Brown as Claudia Zakharopoulos in General Hospital. Bobby Eakes as Crystal Carey in All My Children.
And the Emmy goes to...
This is the second Emmy win and fifth nomination for Mara West as Outstanding Lead Actress. Mara has played Carly Tenney on As the World Turns since 1995.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Everybody that I work with knows how, boy, Michael Park winning is enough for me, isn't it? But what a treat, and in the presence of one of my children. Catherine, come here. To honor me this way, in the presence of one of my children, is more than I can bear. Christopher Gauman, Carol Shore, Vivian Gundaker, CBS, my friends and loved ones. I can't stand it. My children, Benjamin, Joseph, Catherine, Basil, and Bertie. Catherine and I will curtsy for them. Thank you.
And I don't appreciate you making accusations in front of my daughter's hospital room for the whole hospital to hear.
I'm just bringing the truth to light.
It's like talking to a wall. Dusty is not my boyfriend.
What would you call him then?
He's my friend.
Friend with Benny's.
Oh my God, don't you have anything else to do? Like run a business or raise your children? Anything but make up rumors about me?
Just own up to it, Janet. You're cheating on Jack with Dusty.
I am not cheating on my husband.
What would you call sleeping with another man behind his back? Oh, that's right. I know all about it. So let's just stop pretending.
So you think he'll like it?
Oh, he's gonna love it.
You know, I'm gonna give it to him today.
No, you can't. It's not Christmas.
Oh, so what? He's gonna get tons of presents on Christmas. And besides, I just carried it all the way from the car. Please, come on. You know what? I got you an early present, too.
Oh, it's a bribe.
No, just open it.
It's the baby's first Christmas.
Check the date. It was mine. I found it in the cabin after you fell asleep. I figured we could buy one for Billy.
It's gonna be a really good Christmas.
Yeah. Wanna take a crack at a turkey?
Yeah, you mean go to Christmas dinner?
Yeah, we can invite Carly and Jack.
To thank them for keeping Billy.
I'll help.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. Right now, I just want to see Billy. Yeah, I was in a rush to get back. I miss Billy so much. Is he up? I can't wait to hold him.
Jack, I'm just gonna leave this over here.
Will painted the name himself. Gwen, why don't you sit down? I don't want to sit down. I want to see Billy.
Is he with the kids?
I'll go get him. Gwen? Wait.
Jennifer.
I wish with all my heart I didn't have to tell you this. Carly, you're scaring me. When we found out that Billy is Jennifer's baby. No. No, that's crazy. He's mine. Everybody knows that he's mine. We went to the court.
There's
and
no
the judge
evidence.
Said that I can...
What kind of evidence?
There's proof that Craig Montgomery switched the babies on the night the two boys were born so that he'd be adopting his biological son.
You're lying. I want my baby. Gwen, he was never yours. From the very beginning, from the very first day.
Terms, right?
It's just the chemo talking, sweetheart. All right, it tends to cause depression.
Do you think I need chemo to be depressed?
No. But you'll feel better when the side effects wear off. You know, I can give you something
before
that. Look
at me. You just told me I'm getting worse. You just told me the odds are against me.
Against you, yes, but not insurmountable.
Without a donor, how long do I have?
Every patient's different.
How long?
3 months.
All's well that ends well, is that it? You wouldn't think that.
Look, I realize that for some reason you consider everything I did on this case a betrayal.
You're more interested in being a cop than you are in being a father.
That's your take on it. I don't see it that way. But obviously that's the way you feel, so I've got to accept it.
Oh, that's big of you. Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. Why are we fighting, Carly? Every issue between us since the day of that fire has been settled.
Doesn't feel settled to me.
Gabriel.
Jack and I are friends now. That's all. What kind of a friend chases a guy across country after he's abandoned his wife? I didn't chase anybody. I was trying to get him to come home. And then just as friends, of course, you managed to spend the night in a motel room in Pittsburgh with him. You were there? Oh, God, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you come in?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt.
There was nothing to interrupt, Janet. Jack needed you. You just walked away?
Don't pretend like you care about my marriage. I know you don't.
I got Jack to come home for Thanksgiving to you.
Oh. That was for me.
Yes.
Well, then why is he spending more time with you than he is with me?
I have no idea.
I think I have a clue. It's because Craig left you for your sister, and that's gotta hurt.
It has nothing to do with them, let's be honest. It's much better to turn to another man, right? Even if he is taken.
Oh, no. Sister Dearest does not get to snap her fingers and have me committed.
Mrs. Munson, you're only here to be evaluated. Don't waste your breath, okay? Because no one is going to evaluate me until I speak with her privately first. That wouldn't be advisable. Well, then I guess you've got a bit of a problem, haven't you? By the way, do I get to call my lawyer? Or do I not even have the rights of a common prisoner?
Look, Carly, if I do what you ask, will you let the doctors do what they need to do?
Oh, sure. I'll let them watch me put square pegs into square holes and tell them that that nasty little ink blot reminds me of a rose garden.
I think it will be all right.
All right, but the door stays open. And I'm going to be right outside.
Swell. So this is what it's come to, huh? Getting me into a maternity straitjacket that really makes your day.
Carly, I'm not enjoying any of this.
Liar.
It's the truth.
You still blame me because you lost Mike. You think that I ruined your life and you hate me, but this hurts you more than it hurts me.
You bring out the worst in me, Carly. What can I say? Every time I get involved with you, I end up feeling bad about myself. It's hard to enjoy that.
Well, then how about a little trade-off, huh?
I'll feel badly about myself, and you can be locked in the booby hatch.
Carly, you had me up against a wall with your hands around my neck. Now, I could have just called the guards and had them throw you out, but I didn't. I called the hospital because I wanted to be sure you wouldn't hurt yourself or hurt the baby
up in a loony bin.
Trust, I'll just tell him to come rescue his wife.
You don't get it. Hal can't see me like this. He can't know anything about this trip. If there's even a chance of patching things up, this will wreck it. The truth will wreck it. I need him. Without him, this baby and I have nothing.
Switched to Geico and saved hundreds. That's a win, but it's not the only reason I switched.
Geico's a company I can trust, with over 75 years of history. That's a win-win.
Santa's lap and he'll turn that frown upside down.
Oh. I can't believe you just did that again.
I can't believe it's been almost 2 hours since the last time we just did that.
You're gonna wear me out.
I don't think that's possible.
Maybe not. But you know what? Sometimes it's okay to take a break, you know. At least for a meal. For some kind of sustenance. For strength.
Says who? Because as far as I'm concerned, a break would just mean you're getting bored of me. You getting bored of me? Of course you're not, because I'm really good at it. I'm not getting bored of you either. I can imagine ever getting bored of you.
Steven, it's Julian. Come on, I know you're in there. Your doorman says you haven't left all day. Open up. Let's go. I thought you were worrying about our good friend Carlos.
I am worried. You know I'm worried.
Well, not worrying enough. While you've been entertaining Sonny's son, I had a chat with the man himself.
And?
He denies knowing anything about Carlos's disappearance. But I know he's lying through his teeth.
Hello?
here?
I needed a place to stay, but I can see you have company. Morgan, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? Hitting the sheets with your mom.
God's sake.
No, this can't be happening. This is so disgusting. It can't be happening. Morgan, look, I know that you're upset.
Upset?
But...
Why would I be upset? Because you ended our marriage? Because you turned your back on me?
This isn't any way to get back at me, Morgan. It's my mother. And Mom, I can't believe that you would go along with this. Are you... Morgan, look, I know that you're upset about everything that happened. I understand that, but please just... You can't do this. You can't go through with this. You can't have sex with my mother.
Well, it's too late, because I already did. You ever slept with...
Yeah, I slept here with Ava last night.
All slept wouldn't be the word. We really tore the place down, you know, did the mattress dance
all... Morgan! That's enough.
What the hell are you doing?
Do I need to spell it out for you, Mikey? Me and Ava... We're having lots and lots of sex.
Stop! You're acting like what you're saying is normal when it's completely disgusting.
Oh, please, don't act like you two weren't doing it all night.
Wait, stayed up all night talking about you. How terrible we feel about all this.
Why don't you admit it? Okay, admit it. You and Kiki were probably cackling all night about how I'm out of the picture and you guys can live happily ever after now.
No, Morgan, I am telling you.
Carly. Diane, please sit. Well, good morning to you, too.
Can you please tell me where Franco's room is? My client is not returning his lawyer's calls.
Room 403. Tell him his bill is due and I want my money.
Yes, well, that may be a problem.
Not a problem for me. I have other things on my mind.
All right, that happened.
Yeah. It did. This was a big mistake.
Well, we didn't do anything wrong.
You're married to my daughter.
Okay, Kiki dumped me. Okay, I don't owe her anything.
Well, I'm not so sure she'd see it that way. And certainly your mother wouldn't. I can just imagine the look on her face if she ever saw us in bed together.
Ava? It's Carly. We need to talk. I know you're in there.
It's your mother.
So, I'm a grown man.
Yeah, I know. Just get dressed, okay?
What do you want me to do, hide?
Yes! Actually, that's exactly what I would like for you to do. And get dressed.
I'm not hiding from my mom.
Morgan, please, I am not up for the scene that will take place if Carly comes in here and sees you here with me.
Ava, I have a master key and I'm not afraid to use it.
Dressed, I would have opened the door for you.
Sorry.
So tell me what's so urgent.
I think we need to have a conversation about what happened last night.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was such a shame that the kid's wedding reception was ruined.
Well, that's all you got.
Because Kiki's father just accused me of cheating on her. With you.
But you didn't cheat.
Okay, then tell Silas that.
Okay, what exactly did he say to you?
He said, stop making a fool out of my daughter. Now Silas thinks I don't care about her because he knows I got with you.
Well, what did you say to him when
I defended myself. I said that you can't listen to someone like Rosalie. And then he hits me with, Rosalie didn't tell me. Denise did.
I cannot apologize enough. I honestly thought he wouldn't say anything.
Why? Why should he keep his mouth shut? You couldn't?
It's more complicated than you realize.
We agreed that we would never talk to anyone about this. And then you run your mouth to Kiki's dad? I mean, I didn't even know you guys were on first name basis. How did you go from strangers to sharing secrets now?
Please don't tell me you feel something you really don't.
You're with me all the time. I can't shake you and I don't know what to do about it.
Nothing. That's what we do.
I know. Anything else would hurt Kiki.
Neither of us wants to do that.
I should go.
Yeah, you should. Morgan, it's me. I just wanted to let you know that Michael is going to try to talk your dad into letting Denise see Avery. I am at her apartment right now to give her the good news. I can't wait to see the look on Denise's face.
All right, well, it was so much fun hosting more West Night with all y'all. And don't forget, tonight's highlights are definitely dedicated to Mora West. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Simplistic Suites and Events by Brunetta. Are you looking for a party planner with creative nature? Check out Simplistic Suites and Events by Brunetta. Simplistic Suites and Events by Brunetta is on Facebook and Instagram. It's Simplistic_Suites. Right, thanks for listening. I'll see you on the flip side. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye.